And with that very familiar theme, welcome to the Wednesday edition of Swap Shop. And I think some records are going to be broken in the upstate today for temperature-wise. We're back into the heat again.
Yeah. What's the high for today for the upstate?
I think they're calling for near 100.
Oh, wow.
I did have them pulled up earlier. I don't know where it happened. I think I closed them out. But they're supposed to be in to near 100 degrees today. But we're going to see that index start to climb. So it could break a record in the upstate today for sure.
Because they're always warmer than us. It doesn't matter if it's winter, fall, spring, summer. They're always warmer than us usually.
Yeah.
And our high for today is like what, 93?
We're supposed to see, I think 92, I think is what they're calling for. So, you got the keyboard. It's okay. But I think our high today is only supposed to be 92. We're almost there. We're at 82 now, but it's going to be quite warm. So if you're working outside, we remind folks every day, especially right now during the heating of the day, you're going to be outside. Make sure that you drink plenty of water and try to get as much shade and some cooling as you can.
Yeah.
Because we don't want anybody suffering from anything heat related. And I know, starting off Swap Shop this way, but sure as I said that yesterday, I read a national story yesterday, how sad, of a five-year-old that got left in a vehicle because the mom was going in to, they were assisting with party arrangements. They were assisting with setting up for a party and left the five-year-old in the car, and he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And not around here, I don't think, but it was a national story yesterday. As soon as we mentioned it yesterday during Swap Shop, sure as the world, and I know that has nothing to do with anything, but the fact remains it happened, and it made national news again. A 5-year-old left in a car with temperatures well over 100 inside the car, and sadly they passed away. I tell you, it's when you hear stories like that, it just breaks your heart, and it just really, just tears at you, knowing that for the most part, 99.5% of the time, that is a preventable issue.
Yeah,
it is totally preventable if we would just get our minds back on what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah,
and not be so, and I'm not putting judgment anywhere. But any loss of life in that regard, especially when it comes, and it just boils down to it, it was a simple neglect in that regard. And so allegedly all of that happened. And so, again, it just breaks my heart when I read stories like that. And I don't know. It's just with this heat, and it's going on all over the country, we've got heat advisories, particularly in northern Alabama and central Georgia. There's heat warnings and heat advisories all over the state of Georgia. And with this increase in humidity coming in, we may see some of that later on the rest of this week. Because guess what? It's the recording. I tell everybody it's the recording because the afternoon and evening thunderstorms. We could record that and put it on every broadcast every hour. But the chance is starting to go up for those afternoon and evening thunderstorms.
And that's what makes it so muggy here. A lot of times, I have family who live in Texas, and they, they see much higher temperatures than we do here in the mountains, but it's a different kind of heat. It's a dry heat.
Yeah.
And I don't mind it, the mugginess so much, because we spend a lot of time as missionaries in the jungle area, which is, it's that muggy heat.
Yeah.
But for a lot of people, that's what they just can't. I've heard them say you walk outside and it's like smothering.
Yeah.
That.
Well, when you guys were in Bolivia, actually, y'all's winter started yesterday. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, we're winter, complete
winter,
opposite.
So you're opposite of us.
Yeah.
So here we are. We just started summer where temperatures in the 90s, and where you guys were missionaries there in Bolivia, they just started their winter there. And, of course, elevations there in Bolivia get pretty high. And, of course, they have, they have winter in the southern hemisphere just like we do. And so they just started winter down in South America and, yeah. and points beyond.
And so, and we lived, so we spent half the time, we lived down in the lower lands in the jungle, mm-hmm. in the Amazon jungle. And then we moved up to the Andes Mountains.
Yeah.
And we lived up, and it's, I think, I can't remember our house elevation, but it was in the low 13,000.
Oh, wow.
In yeah. elevation. And yeah. It's...
So about twice the size of Mount Mitchell. Yeah, that's, I mean, when you think about it, Mount Mitchell's about 6,600 feet. And so about twice as high as Mount Mitchell when you think about where you guys were.
Yeah.
So that's pretty interesting.
Because we live technically above the tree line. Oh, yeah. And you can get things to grow up there, but very, very few things
oh, wow.
grow up there naturally.
So winter was cold.
Yes.
Well, winter was cold.
And it's not, I mean, it is cold,
mm-hmm.
but it's not, it's very different than it is here because we are a lot closer to the sun.
Yeah.
And during the daytime, the sun warms everything up. But sure. the second that sun goes down, oh, you yeah. really feel it.
Well, I think a lot of folks in the Asheville area today, maybe early this morning, probably started feeling the heat kind of early because I pulled this story about there were about 3,000 customers lost power in the Asheville area. And I knew that they were getting ready to have to deal with the heating of the day and everybody's running their air conditioner and all that stuff. But the interesting fact was, is that this, they call this a massive power outage in Asheville. That was the quote, the massive power outage. 3,000 people lost power due to the fact of a poor little squirrel.
Did it chew something?
It apparently was a squirrel caused a massive power outage in Asheville this morning. And the power got, it was back on around 8:30, but of course people running their air at night. Probably yeah. got pretty miserable by then. Yeah, it apparently got into some wiring. It said it had gotten into some wiring and caused the outage, impacting over 3,000 customers. But the biggest issue was it affected downtown.
Mm.
So right downtown where all major operations going, including the courthouse, the Register of Deeds, the health department, all the government administration. So I don't know whether the 911 center or anything else like that got affected by it. But Health and Human Services building was knocked out. Yeah, they said they got the power back on hopefully around 10:30 this morning. So, but a poor little squirrel.
But because we have a, well, at my parents' house, we have an old storage building. And they do a lot of damage. If one gets into your shed,
yep.
I mean, they'll do more damage than a rat usually will if they yep. make their nest up in there.
Mm-hmm. I had a possum get into mine under the house. Ugh. Got into some wiring under the house. Yeah, and I couldn't tell. I mean, my power went out, and of course it went out to part of the house. I couldn't get power to a couple of rooms, and I was wondering mm-hmm. what in the world. I checked the breakers, everything. You know, they were tripped, and they wouldn't ever reset. And I'm thinking, okay, I've got a problem in the wiring. So I crawl under the house. As soon as I opened the crawl space, I knew what the problem was.
Awesome.
Because I could smell burnt hair. And I got the flashlight, and I'm looking way down underneath the house, down toward the end, and there he hung, where he had bitten into...
the wrong wire.
Yeah, about two or three wires.
Oh.
Somehow, I don't know, but he had bitten it, and that's where he froze. It just got him, and he was hanging there. And I had to go in there, you know. So I'm putting crawling. I'm putting on hazmat gear, trying yeah. to get in there, covered up. I was taking like Vicks VapoRub and putting it on the inside of a mask, yeah. and covered up my face and my eyes and everything. And I'm crawling under the crawl space to get to him, and literally I couldn't get it out of his mouth.
Really?
So I had to take a pair of wire cutters and cut the wire on either side of where it was, because it had melted.
Right.
It melted him, you know. And so thinking, man, this is, oh, the joys of home ownership. Oh, the joys of home ownership.
Brother,
so
I have a story.
We cut this thing and put him in a garbage bag and drug him out.
Oh, mercy.
It was not pleasant. What's your story?
So you're talking about crawling under the house.
Yeah.
So I had my husband, he's in the military. And he, when he's not on orders, he works here at our sheriff's department. But he was gone on a set of orders, or on a TDY, and so he was gone, and it was just me by myself at the house. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm fixing to leave for church. It's Sunday night, and I'm getting ready, and I'm leaving. And as I walk outside, I can hear the water running, and I thought, I didn't turn the washer on. So I go back inside, and I can hear it, and it sounds like it's coming from the floor.
Oh.
So I go outside, and we have the bottom of your house.
Underskirting. Mm-hmm.
But there's one spot under the porch where you can see underneath of our trailer.
Oh, okay.
And so I looked under there, and I see a lot of water. I mean, lot of water just pouring out. Well, my parents were in Bolivia. They were on a mission trip. Chase is gone. And everybody, by the time that I found the water, because I live 5 minutes from church.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually leave, you know, just 6 or 7 minutes before church, you know, because it only takes me 5 minutes to get here. And so, anyways, everybody, by the time that I found the water and found what was going on, everybody that I knew was in church.
Already here, yeah.
Yeah, I was already in church. And so I'm FaceTiming my dad, because Chase was actually on a plane, so I couldn't contact him.
Right.
So I'm FaceTiming my dad in Bolivia, and I'm like, Dad, I said, all this water's running. I don't know what to do. I don't know where the cutoff is. And he said, sweetheart, I am so sorry, but you're going to have to crawl under there to cut it off. He said, the valve or whatever is under your house. And so I, in my church clothes, in my beautiful church dress, I army crawl, and the way that because there was a pipe that runs down just the middle of the trailer,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't get over it or under it, so I had to crawl all the way to the beginning of the house. I'm army crawling through all this mud because it's just water gushing out.
No.
Cross over at the top of the house, then army crawl all the way back down and cut that water off. So finally, I got the water cut off, and I am just covered in cobwebs and mud.
Yeah.
And then I crawl out, and I'm itching, and because there's insulation under there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I crawl out from under the house, and it was quite hilarious, because here I am standing in what was my beautiful church dress. And you know, my hair was fixed and everything, and my face, I have mud from head to toe. I have cobwebs all over my face.
I'm not laughing at you, I promise.
Yeah, okay. But then I'm itching, and so I'm like, I need to go take a shower, because I had that insulation all over me. I go inside, and I cut all the water off, so I couldn't do anything about it. And yeah, it was.
You're hunting bottled water so you could like spray yourself down with.
Yeah, well, that's
that
what I did. I went to my fridge and I didn't have any bottles of water. I had Gatorade.
Oh no!
I went to my shower and I'm like, anything is going to be good at this point, because I was just itching. So you know how insulation is. It's just, and so I'm pouring that Gatorade on my arm, trying to get it off.
Now your arms are sticky.
Now they're sticky. And so at that point, I was like, Lord, I'm sorry. I can't.
Just not today.
I can't make it to church.
Not today.
That was the devil. That was the devil.
Sure.
But it was hilarious.
You know what I found works for good for insulation itch?
What's
if
that?
If you get that on you? Shaving cream.
Shaving cream, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Rub it on and then let it foam up.
Well, you tell me that now.
I know. I told that's my cure. That's my cure for everybody. If you ever get it on you, just rub it on real quick and then let it foam. Let it get foamy. Just don't tub it. Don't rub it. Just let it foam. What it does, it pulls the fibers out of your pores.
Because that's the thing is, I mean, honestly, even with a shower, a lot of times
it gets stuck in your pores.
Yeah.
And so you got to.
It's terrible.
It's awful. Well, at least you got the water shut off.
Yeah. But the funny thing, too, was I was FaceTiming my dad the whole time that I'm army crawling, because I didn't know where it was at.
Yeah.
And I probably should have. You know, I don't know. I should have known where that was, but I didn't. And so I'm army crawling while I'm on FaceTime with him, and I'm showing him where everything's at so he can tell me, you know, what's what.
Yeah.
And, it was. And then, you know, kind of the other half of that story is I went, my parents, you know, like I said, they were out of town. They were in Bolivia.
Right.
So they're like, well, you go to our house tonight. You can spend the night there, take a shower, you know, get that insulation off and stuff. So I went to their house. Well, in the middle of the night at like 3 o'clock in the morning, I get a phone call from my dad in Bolivia, and my heart just drops because I thought, why would they be calling me at 3 o'clock in the morning? And dad said, Brianna, he said, I just woke up. He said, I don't know if the Lord woke me up. He said, or what? He said, but I didn't tell you to turn the power off. And he said, I don't know. He said, but your water heater has no water running to it. And he said, I don't know if that would cause a fire. He said, but because I have one of the older water heaters, you know, that fill up and stuff. And anyways, he said, I just had a nightmare about your house catching on fire. He said, you need to go turn your power off. And so at that point, I was almost like, just let it burn. Because it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I live 35 minutes away from their house. And I thought, we can just start over.
We'll just start over.
But no anyways, I got up and I drove 35 minutes to my house and I cut the power off. And then
I was 35 minutes back.
Well, no, I just ended up laying there. And the house was hot because I had turned the the power off. The AC was off. So there was no water. There was no power. And I'm just like, I'm just going to lay here in bed because I'm not driving 35 minutes back.
No. My goodness.
So, yeah.
So that was an ordeal. That was for sure.
It was quite funny.
Yeah. Well, you know, the moral of the story is that if you have to go under a house, if you have to.
Don't go in your Sunday dress.
Try not to go on a Sunday if you can help it. And certainly, have some bottled water around. Yeah. So you could at least wash your face.
It made me laugh because you said that you were putting on your suit, and I thought, oh, yeah, I should have done something like that. I was just trying to get it cut off as soon as possible.
Well, I tell you, I mean, it is kind of a discouraging thing when you hear it. You don't know where it's coming from because I've had that happen before, and you got to figure out where it's going. And sometimes it's in the wall or
a pipe had busted. So
it's awful.
Yeah. Dad came and fixed it for me.
Yeah. Well,
once he got back.
Well, good deal.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, appreciate Brother Rick. He's keeping us informed on all of these construction projects going on around our area. And I want to let folks know that the survey crew is working on Wilson Road because they're going to be, he says they're working on Wilson Road to be widening out in the future. And so traffic signs are up. And they're going to be showing what's going to be going on in the detours and all that kind of stuff that's going on. So again, Wilson Road, we've been talking kind of like in the stories of what they're going to be doing there in regards to that construction. And so thank you, Brother Rick. Appreciate you doing that. And so if you're going to be if you use that road to try to get to your destination, be aware that the construction coming up soon. As the widening project will be taking off here, no doubt, here in the near future. All right. I was going to mention something a minute ago, but I'll get to it in just a second. But, hey, I saw that, I'm not an astrology buff. I'm not. I don't believe in all of that garbage. Nor did I say garbage? Did I say that? Did I start to preach there for a minute?
You got your soapbox out.
I stood up and then I stepped back down off of it. But let me step back up on. I think I like to listen to what God tells me from His Word concerning the heavens, and and they are beautifully and wonderfully fashioned in accordance to His Word. And for the first time in 18 years. You've got a telescope. Five of the closest planets to us are going to line up in order from the sun, and you'll be able to see them. And I get to see them every morning because you look off to the east, and Mercury, Venus, Mars. Of course, if we were in line, we wouldn't be able to see the others. Duh. But anyway, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn will all be visible during the early morning hours, permitting, of course, and I've got to see it through the rest of June.
Wow.
So I've been, because as I drive this way, I have to go toward the east first before heading back this way, come west. So I can see it when I come down the road towards Saluda and I look off into the sky and in the eastern, over there going you can see them. It's the brightest one, of course. But the reason why they're all bright is because they're all lined up behind each other. Right. So it's kind of like here's a little light and a big light and a big light and a big light when you get all the way to Jupiter, and they're all lined up in front of each other.
Well,
so,
that's neat.
So if you see this, looks like a big star that's shining in the east, you know, in the sky in the early morning hours, it's really the planets that are lined up.
Wow.
And so the best time you can view it between 4:30 a.m. and about 5:15 a.m. So about the time I'm headed out the door.
It looks like I'm going to miss it all month.
See, I knew that was coming. I walked right into that. I walked right into that one. See, everybody going to stay in bed. Everybody else is going to just kind of like, oh, yeah, preacher, you just watch it and tell us about it while I continue to sleep.
Yeah,
I hear you.
I mean, I wish my dad has always said early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. But I guess I'm never going to be healthy,
wealthy, I need to speak to that individual because I don't know about the healthy part or the wise part. I'm not wealthy either, so I'm just losing out on all of those. That is for sure. But it says normally it's not uncommon for 2 to 3 planets to string out across the sky in a line, but to have all 5 closest to us is very rare. And this is the first time it's happened since December of 2004. And so, again, and you'll watch them. If you watch them with your telescope, you can watch them. They'll start to spread out further and further apart. And Saturn will be the last one to kind of, you'll be able to see in the distance, be the last one to spread out. So I thought that was kind of neat.
That is.
Somebody doing a science project or something could kind of grasp a hold of that.
Will you let us know what it looks like?
I don't have a telescope, number one. I'm just observing from what I see with the naked eye coming in of a morning.
That'll be more than I see.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And yeah. But yeah, so there are some of us, though, that actually are awake at 4:45 every morning. That's right, for sure.
Dad, he's a morning person. And it's funny because my mom, she's a night person. And I remember always growing up, Dad would try to get us up at like 6 o'clock in the morning to do morning devotions. And I'm like, Dad, he would always, you know, try to, you know, have us engaged and ask us questions about, you know, whatever we're studying on. And I mean, all 3 of us kids just look like we're staring into space. Like we got this glazed over look. And I remember somewhere along the way, we started doing nightly devotions as a family.
Mm-hmm.
And that worked out more better. We're more coherent and more.
I like the word more better. Yeah. Let's just do that, Dad. Let's do that quickly.
Yeah.
You know, let's transition from this morning thing real quick.
But,
yeah, for sure. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I just want to shift gears for just a second. And I'd be remiss. We've been reporting on it all morning long. But I would say that we, the family here at Anchor Broadcasting, since we are so close to our law enforcement, we have law enforcement that are members here. We have law enforcement that are members of my church where I pastor, as well as very close to our sheriffs here in Transylvania, in Henderson County, and several other counties which are real close to us. And we value our law enforcement so very, very much. And our hearts and our thoughts and prayers go out to the Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office family that has experienced the loss of one of their own yesterday. And it was I watched the, I left yesterday and I caught a little bit of the news at home while I was watching, and I did get to see the press conference that Sheriff Wright had there in Spartanburg, and I can just say there are no words, and our prayers go out to the deputy's family. And of course, it's a matter of public record now. Deputy Austin Derek Aldridge passed away last night at the hospital as a result of the gunshot wound that he received while he was ambushed on a domestic call there off of Chaffee Drive in Spartanburg near Moore, South Carolina. And it's just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
To be able to have to not only have to tell about those stories, to report on them. And I watched Sheriff Wright yesterday, in the press conference that he had, and I'm so proud of his testimony.
Yeah.
That he gave while he was doing a press conference, not only speaking to the fine department that he has, but also to the loss of Deputy Aldridge. But when he quoted his verse, when he quoted the Bible in front of everybody yesterday, and nobody cut away. Mm-hmm. They listened to him as he quoted, and he literally preached to that crowd yesterday. And so I want to say our hearts, our prayers, and sincerest condolences go out to the family, and thank you to all of our law enforcement.
Yes, sir.
Who face that challenge every single day, and are often met with the unknown.
Yeah.
And but God knew.
Yes, sir.
And God knows. And so we're praying for you today. And again, so we would have all of our listening audience remember the Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office in our prayers today.
Yes, sir.
If you will.
And his family.
And remember this dear family.
Yeah.
It's such a tragic, tragic loss. And anytime, no matter what it is, it's just such a tragic loss to have to hear these stories. But again, we certainly are praying for you. And I would ask all our churches tonight, if you've got law enforcement in your church, and you've got and I've got several, you let them know how much you appreciate them.
Yeah.
And on the job that they do, the fine job they do every single day. Well, let's get to Swap Shop items today. We again, you can call us at 828-884-9427, or you can text it to us at 577-1296. It'll take a little bit of time to get it off the text line and get it into our Swap Shop listing, or you can go to our website at wgcr.net, and we'll be happy to get that on our Swap Shop items for you free of charge for about a week or so. Again, if you've got something that you'd like to buy, sell, or trade, if you've got a yard sale, or if you've got job openings that you'd like to tell us about, we'll certainly pass that along to our listening audience as well. All right? So again, 884-9427. And our first item up for Swap Shop today, here's an estate sale. It's going to be going on at 447 Cherry Loop, and that is in the Rosamond area. And that's going to be going on June the 24th and 25th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. They've got antiques, furniture, tools, carnival glass, music boxes, and more. Call them at 5782. I don't know where the 38 come from. 828-421-5782.
We have a Kubota FZ2100 3-cylinder diesel zero-turn lawnmower. They're asking $2,500 for it. It's in good running condition. It has around 22,000 hours on it. And they also have a 16-foot utility trailer with loading ramps, good tires. They're asking $2,000 for that. You can text or call them at 828-384-4361 or 828-447-2627. We're having problems with these numbers.
Don't do like I'm doing. I have too many numbers running through my head at the moment. Here's an extra clean 2-bedroom, 1-bath home located just 3 miles from Brevard. It's furnished. It has a carport for 2 vehicles, a ramp entrance, a covered porch and deck. Lawn maintenance is included. No pets, no smoking. A background and credit check are required. $1,800 a month plus security deposit. 778-1366 or 553-4229. 778-1366 or 553-4229.
The Fairview Rest Home is in need of a hairdresser. It's typically 1 half day a week, and you can pick the day. You can contact them at 628-1565. 628-1565.
Here's someone looking for an individual to come mow a lawn in the Pisgah Forest area on a regular basis. You can call, and if no answer, leave a message at 884-6153, 884-6153.
Someone is in search of an older vehicle to drive on the weekends that's reasonably priced. They're also looking to buy pistols and rifles that are also reasonably priced. Contact them at 255-9033, 255-9033.
Also, here's a large oak tree that is already on the ground that needs to be cut up. It'll be good for firewood. Call for more information at 884-5849, 884-5849.
Oak Garden Steaks, they're over 5 foot tall. No toxins were used to make them. They're asking $3 each, cash only. They're located in the Hoodland Gap Road area of Pisgah Forest. You can call them for more information at 577-4542, 577-4542.
All right, let me see if I can refresh my screen here, but I think that is all of our items for our swap shop today. And again, if you'd like to submit your item for the swap shop, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 884-9427 or go to our website, wgcr.net. Click on swap shop and you can enter your item there. I think you got your list there.
Let me
get us a little bit of background music going here. During the course of this week, we've been trying to keep everybody up to speed and up to date. To all of the vacation Bible schools that are going on. And so I hope that you can avail yourself of these several different churches that have got Bible school going on this week and a couple for next week. And we'll be happy to do those announcements as well for you throughout all summer long. So you can give us a call that way, and we'll put that on the Carolina calendar for you. All right. And so our first one coming up is the Mount Gilead Baptist Church in Mills River invites you to Vacation Bible School, going on this week through Friday from 5:30 to 8 o'clock each night through the Zoomerang Adventures. Kids will discover how precious each and every one of us is to God.
The Fletcher First Baptist Church will be having Vacation Bible School June the 20th through the 24th, nightly from 6 to 8:30. Following the commencement on Friday, there will be a carnival with food, inflatables, games, and lots of fun, and everyone is welcome to attend that. For more information, you can contact the church office at 828-687-1031.
The Pisgah Forest Baptist Church at 494 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest invites kids ages kindergarten through fifth grade to Vacation Bible School starting on Friday, June the 24th, this coming Friday, from 5 to 8 p.m., and then on Saturday, June the 25th, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Following that service, I guess following on the Bible school on Saturday, I'll get it out, there will be a commencement and a cookout and some water fun. Parents are invited. For more information, call 877-4223.
The Cathy's Creek Baptist Church invites children ages 2 to 18 to join them for their Vacation Bible School. The theme is Discovery Island. They'll be holding it June the 26th through the 30th, 6 to 8:30 each evening. And for more information or to pre-register, you can visit cathyscreekbaptistchurch.com.
The Bowling Springs Baptist Church invites ages 4 to 12 for Vacation Bible School going on this week from 6 to 8 p.m. each night. There will be Bible stories, snacks, fun, games, and prizes. And then on Friday evening, it's the family festival. Pastor Philip Luther and the Bowling Springs Church family welcome ages 4 to 12 for Vacation Bible School 2022.
The Turkey Creek Baptist Church in Pisgah Forest invites children to their 8th grade and younger to their Vacation Bible School Spark Studios. It'll be June the 26th through July the 1st. It'll be 6 to 8:30 each night. There'll be Bible lessons, games, music, crafts, and food. And the last night will be a family night with a meal. To register, go to turkeycreekbaptistchurch.com, or you can call the church office at 877-3355. The Turkey Creek Baptist Church is located at 805 Caps Road in Pisgah Forest.
Wow, I picked the right song for that, because that was exactly what we needed, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Happy birthday wishes. We got some birthdays quickly. Happy birthday to Miss Sharon Rice.
Happy birthday, Miss Rice.
Yeah, and Mark, I believe I've been saying it right all day, Mark Frucci.
Happy birthday, Brother Mark.
And Monroe Stepp. having a birthday.
Happy birthday to you as well.
And special wedding anniversary wishes going out to Pastor Thomas Holbrooks and his wife Teresa. Their anniversary was yesterday.
Okay.
So belated anniversary wishes going out to Brother Thomas Holbrooks and his wife Teresa. They minister there at the Stony Mountain Baptist Church. And so thank you and congratulations and the best wishes to you all. And so again, I think that's all I got on my day book today for birthdays and belated wedding anniversary wishes. All right. Well, I tell you what, we've got about, I'd say about 3 minutes before news time. And let's see if I can get this one. I'm glad that God does all things well. Here's the McCamies. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Thank you for joining us. And we'll be back here about 12:15 or so for Swap Shop. And again, Miss Christie is fine. And me and Miss Brianna will be back tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
Have a good Wednesday.